I'm here and I've joined a cult. Honey, I've joined a cult. And I'm joined by...
Simon Reynolds.
And...
Ed.
From...
Soul Survivor Games.
And you've developed Honey, I Joined a Cult.
Yes, it's our first game.
Fantastic. And it's a... I don't know what the right term for these games are. It's a buildy game.
Yeah, it's a tycoon management game.
Okay, there you go. That's the technical term.
When you look at it, it looks very much like Prison Architect, but the premise is that you start a cult, you've got to build it up, you've got to build the base, expand it, expand your influence, and yeah, kind of slowly take over the world.
And how big can a cult get in the game?
I say take over the world. I mean take over the city.
Okay.
Because at the moment it's a city map, it's not a world map. So.
Okay, and you're... in early access or still just in sort of ground development?
So we have our Steam page up where you can wishlist it at the moment.
Yes.
But we are not yet in early access. We're hoping that early access will be early next year.
Okay.
But because this is our first game, the deadlines seem to slip a little bit.
Okay.
But the intention is to have it early access by early next year.
And it's just the two of you doing this, right?
Yeah, it's just me and Ed.
In a room. One computer between the two of you.
Yeah, it's a very hard up studio, I have to say. No, I'm based in Milton Keynes, Ed's in Derby. We do everything over kind of Skype, talking it through.
Okay.
But we're rank amateurs at this. We never developed a game before and decided to quit our jobs and just launch ourselves into this. And that was 18 months ago.
And what made you want to do a tycoon management game?
Well,
The pub?
Sitting in the pub.
We were talking down the pub and we had a few ideas. One of the reasons this grabbed us is that although everyone just thinks we looked at Prison Architect and thought, let's rip off Prison Architect, we didn't. We came up with the premise that we wanted to do a cult management game because when we talk about all of the organizations that you can manage, you know, there's multiple kind of hospital ones, there's multiple theme parks, but there's not actually anything where you could manage a cult, which we thought would be quite fun. You know, you can decide a lot of things. You've got a lot of power as a cult leader. So we thought, why not? And then the aesthetic, you know, came afterwards. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, obviously, Prison Architect aesthetic.
Yeah, I tend to...
Here we go.
Yeah.
Got to get in on this. The aesthetic is for a reason, and that because we are such rank amateurs and we started from nothing, not knowing anything, and not knowing how to program, not knowing how to do any art or animate, what's the simplest thing you could do? It's a guy with no legs that floats around.
Right.
And we wanted to make it look quite cartoony. So we got my girlfriend, Jo, to draw something up for us that looked quite good. He looks more like a Lego man, I think, than a Prison Architect guy. But, yeah, that's the reason it looks as it does, because it's much easier to do for an amateur.
Right.
And I originally thought Jo was going to do the rest of the art, but it turned out she couldn't. Yeah. So I've done the rest, sort of learning from scratch, Photoshop. That was an experience. But, yeah, we're pretty happy with it.
There's also the point that, yeah, we do like the aesthetic as well. We are fans of Prison Architect, RimWorld.
Right, yeah, nothing wrong with the art style.
And actually, we think it works really well for what we need.
Thing. It's very clear. Like, you can see what's going on the screen.
You know, if you look at the characters, you can see them. They float over to a an arcade machine or whatever. There's some particle effects. You know that character is standing there playing that game. You don't need to, you know, animate them, you know, playing with joysticks or whatever. So, yeah, it works well for us, so.
And I noticed you give the players a lot of freedom to sort of design their own cult at the beginning. Can that be changed later on if they decide that they no longer want that name or that branding?
You can change it. There's a lot of things you can decide at the beginning which are mainly aesthetics. So, yeah, if you decide that you really don't like the way they look or the name of it, then you can change it later on. You can also choose to play the cult in a different way. So there's different missions, and depending on what you choose to do with those missions and what technologies you decide to research, it will lead to the game being a different experience for you. So you might go down the path of wanting to infiltrate the local government, and that will be a lot of different missions that require you to do a lot of different things. But you know, you might decide that you want to do completely different missions to do with like satanic worship or something like that.
Right. So, can you take your cult to space?
Yeah, sure. Soon.
DLT.
Yeah, it's a... Yeah, why not? Yeah, let's just promise everything.
Cults in space.
Yeah, DLC. Yeah, it'll be fine. No, one of the end goals we think is, because there are a lot of kind of cults with space type kind of, interests, that maybe one of the end games is that you are slowly building a spaceship to, you know, boost off somewhere else. And the game will be, you know, you getting components for that until the big launch day, and maybe you find out that it's all a scam. Maybe you are actually going to meet aliens.
And will you be able to have Steam Workshop content so people can sort of design things and put it into the game and that sort of thing? Or
I think we would like to do that. I'll let Ed take it.
If we knew how.
Right. I guess first project is...
We like the idea of it. We don't know exactly what it entails, but the idea that... because you can customize it quite a lot, we think that if we threw it out there to the community, we're going to see some really random stuff. Already, when we asked on the Steam forums, what do you want to see in this game, we're getting some really weird answers. I mean, somebody's asked to... They want to worship an espresso machine for the entire game.
That makes sense. Why wouldn't you?
Now, we're not necessarily... We haven't got the time to put in all of these different ideas, but certainly if the community want to go in, you know, change the sprite sets, do stuff that's probably not, you know, that difficult, then why not give them the opportunity to do it?
Can you have your own cult theme song?
Theme
yeah.
song?
So when your leader sort of appears through a door, you can it'll play like a little snippet, a jingle.
Nominate Ed.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Scope's just expanding.
So actually, my girlfriend, as well as doing the main guy in the thing, she did all the music. She's got a music degree. So
yeah, it'll be nothing
to her,
right? I'm
tempted to ask for like little jingles.
She's fine. I mean, it's not like she's got a job or anything. She's got lots of time to do this, hasn't she?
Yes, she loves it.
So we've got some funky music as well. If you play it with the headphones on, there's really good soundtrack on that. So,
and how has it been as your first experience? I mean, I think you both come from very disparate backgrounds in terms of just generally, and also nothing to do with gaming.
Yeah.
How was the jump?
So I used to be a corporate lawyer. Ed used to do technical drawing. That's obviously, it's not a lot of overlap, really.
Not tons.
At all, really. So it has been, the learning curve's been pretty steep, but we went into this because we love gaming, and yeah, we didn't have any background in programming or anything to do with this before, but to see, you know, people at EGX, you know, playing through your game and laughing about it, very new experience for us both.
I concur.
And how long has it taken to get to this stage?
It's taken 18 months to get here, but like I say, a lot of that is not actually really making the game. It was actually just learning the absolute basics of programming,
right?
And all the things to do with it, like the, you know, getting the art done and stuff like that, making trailers and, you know, all the things that being a game dev entails. So it has taken a while, but now things are moving a lot quicker because we're just a little bit more advanced in what we know. So
right, do you feel that knowledge base it's like a steady curve, or it's like sudden you hit a wall and then it's like, oh, okay, fine, we're up the wall?
We do hit some walls, but we haven't hit a wall for quite a long time now.
Okay,
like it's just really speeding up in what we can do. But you go back to your old code that you may have written a year ago, and you're just like, just what was I thinking at that point? Cause you just didn't know any better, and just, it's terrible. I just rewrite it all.
But I guess it's a good learning experience.
Yeah, it is a good learning experience.
So when are we looking at coming out? Early next year? Late next year?
Yeah, we're hoping for early next year.
Okay, in early access or straight out?
In early access, we expect, unless we do phenomenally well over the next few months. But given I'm due to have a kid in about 3 weeks,
right? I'm thinking other things on the cards.
Yeah, that might interrupt. I've heard that, you know, that can sometimes interrupt things. So
yes,
you know, that might be an issue. But yeah, the plan is early next year. So
okay, and will there be a sort of founders edition for people who want to get in before Steam, or not really?
We haven't planned one.
Okay.
That being said, we never say no to anything. So so yeah,
yes,
it will be there. It will definitely be there with bells and whistles on, right?
Yes.
Thanks, Ed.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing's changed.
Around, my hair.
So guys, there's one thing that we ask when we come to EGX, which is generally a stupid question that throws people a little bit. If you had to compare your game to a piece of fruit, what would it be and why?
Well, I think that if we're a piece of fruit, we would probably be a tomato, because we're not, a lot of people don't know that a tomato is a fruit. So our game looks like Prison Architect, and people expect it to be like Prison Architect, and they expect one thing, but we're actually very different. We play very different, and the gameplay is very different. So we're an unexpected fruit.
A fruit in disguise.
Yes, that's exactly what. Fruit in disguise.
New game, next game.
Yes, exactly. That's where we're going next. Definitely. Thanks.
Guys, thanks so much. I hope the show goes really well. I'm certainly getting a lot of interest.
Yeah, thanks.
And
yeah.
It's a cool idea, and who wouldn't want to run a cult, right?
That's what we thought. Maybe that's worrying, but that's where it came from.
No,
with us,
I think everyone thinks the same.
We hope so.
Cheers, guys. Good luck.
Cheers.